John Decker, our own White House correspondent, joining us this Friday morning. And John, stronger than not GDP numbers yesterday. So the economy, on one hand, low unemployment numbers might seem like we're just going to, if anything, a soft landing next year. Yet most Americans don't feel it, and they're not digging the economy. I think it's because of inflation. Our money doesn't go as far as it used to for just about everything, John. But you cover this, and it ties into, you know, Congressman Phillips filing today, by the way, John, at the State House. I just heard from our own Paul Steinhauser, the Phillips bus. Like presidential, he's got his bus, his banners. Apparently, he's got a successful background in business. I don't think he's running to mess around here. The Democrats here think he is. I think he's serious. He's filing today. So Bidenomics is an important part of Biden's reelection. The people have to feel the economy is good, or you're better off than you were 4 years ago, right?
Well, that's a big part of it, Jack. And as you point out, it's not resonating. It's not resonating with the public that there is some good economic news. You know, unemployment below 4% for 20 straight months. You also have real wages up year over year. And, you know, look, I think you also see the strong employment numbers month after month. And let's not forget the GDP number coming out yesterday, 4.9% growth in the third quarter. All important numbers, but I think you also hit on another important factor, and that is the inflation number. It's down from where it was a year ago, but still pretty high. We feel it every time we buy groceries, every time we put gas in our tank, and that's just problematic for the president. A lot of it's bad luck for Joe Biden.
You know, there's another thing, John, and I'm not saying you're an economist. We have plenty on the show, but I thought of this recently because I studied this in college a little bit, macroeconomics. The only tool the Fed has to tamp down inflation is raising interest rates, and they've done a pretty fast job at that. So if you go out and borrow $300,000 now at almost 8%, do the numbers in your head, versus a year ago or year and a half, you could have gotten for $300,000 3%. Do the numbers in your head. It's more than doubled. Your interest rates on your credit cards in some cases are 30%, 28%. So if we're going to have inflation and the interest rates don't matter, lower interest rates, because right now people are getting tight, credit's getting tight, and that's another thing that's making people feel tight is, I'm not going to go borrow money right now at that much money. I'm not going to go buy a house at almost 8%. So
that's
what's also making things tight.
Well, you're absolutely right. It makes you, if you were looking to move, it's difficult to move. Well, if you have a mortgage right now in which you're paying maybe even less than 3%, you can't move to a new house because your new mortgage would be about 8%. That doesn't make sense. So that's impacting the housing market in a very big way. And, you know, I think that that is also a factor in terms of what we're seeing. Biden's going to hit the road. You know where he's going to be next week, Jack? Take a guess.
Yes. Here.
He's going to be in Minnesota.
He's not.
He's going
to
be
he's
in
not...
Minnesota.
He's not coming here. He's not coming here because everyone's saying, why aren't you running in the primary there, sir? Yeah, John, I got to tell you, I'm just going to say it one last time. Images, pictures say a lot. And I'm not going to bring up Donald Trump. Everyone knows what he looks like. Everyone knows what Joe Biden looks like. You look at Nikki Haley. You look at Ron DeSantis. What do you see? Youth compared to the elders. You look at Phillips. What do you see? A younger Democrat. But he's a successful person. I don't think he's messing around here. So no wonder the president's worried about Minnesota. All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.